Commentator Greg Mello says it's another in a series of wake-up calls for New Mexicans.
On a narrow mesa a few miles from Santa Fe, the Department of Energy hopes to break ground this fall on a $6 billion plutonium storage and processing complex. Its purpose is to expand the capacity of Los Alamos to manufacture nuclear warhead cores, called PITs. If built, this factory would be the most expensive government project in the history of New Mexico by far, except for the interstate highways. Apparently, the governor and Republican Party are all socialists now, as far as this huge nuclear boondoggle is concerned, because we don't hear a peep from them. And the Democrats? Well, they never saw a nuclear dollar they didn't like. For now, DOE is prioritizing this monster over everything else. The renewable energy programs that could clean our air, save our climate, save our rural communities, the energy conservation programs that would rebuild our cities. This will certainly change, but when? When it's too late? There are surplus pits for every missile and bomber today. They will all last until late in this century if maintained. This factory is for future, unrequested, unapproved, and as yet untested warheads. It's part of a plan to upgrade and replace just about everything in the U.S. nuclear arsenal, from submarines to bombers to warheads to the factories to make them all. Obama promised this to Senate Republicans and weapons contractors, really, in return for their votes and their money. Leaving aside the moral problems, the shoot-yourself-in-the-foot foreign policy aspects, and the enormous crippling cost, it is not clear that these proposed new warheads can be confidently deployed without restarting nuclear testing, which would pretty much end U.S. diplomatic credibility and ignite a worldwide scramble for nuclear weapons. Security is supposed to be the point of the exercise, but it's really the opposite. Insecurity is more useful for extracting wealth. A small portion of the gross is recycled into campaign contributions to keep the money flowing. So nuclear weapons do have their uses, after all. It's those uses which impoverish New Mexico by making sure our state's representatives and senators serve the interests of our nuclear labs first and foremost. It's the main reason we lost ground in comparison to most other states over the past few decades. Our leadership just looked to the labs too often. We got sold out, and it's still going on. So what can be done? What can you and I do? First, get informed. Move out of denial. Then awaken others. Work in the organizations, institutions, and in the settings where you have the most influence and feel most at home. Work in public. Work with others. Encourage them. You can work with joy and a light heart because you'll be doing the right thing and everybody will be better off because of what you do. You can find out about the proposed nuclear behemoth at our website, lasg.org, as well as ways to get more involved. But what I'm suggesting today is broader than any single issue. We need to face up to our responsibilities to save this planet and provide a decent future for our children. And it's not about doing this little thing or that little thing. It's about really waking up and mobilizing ourselves and others with nothing held back.
Greg Mello is director of the Albuquerque-based Los Alamos Study Group, a nuclear and lab watchdog. Mello is traveling tomorrow to Washington for a week of meetings with congressional staff and federal nuclear safety officials. This is KUNM.